Now come to order. Members may indicate their presence by voting.
There are 19 members present.
Senator Cotilla?
Present. Senator Rader is ill this morning and has laryngitis to sign, so he asks to recuse.
Prayer by the chaplain, Mr. Reverend Robert Graham.
Most gracious God, our Father, we are touched by the tragedy of the morning. Offer our prayers for those on the plane, others related by bonds of family or friendship. Our faith sustains us and assures us of your love and care. We give thanks that none were lost. Gather together all of our individual concerns and prayers and grant us your guidance and love in all we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 82nd, 83rd, and 84th legislative days.
Senator Cotilla?
Present. There are no additions or corrections to the journals. I move and ask unanimous consent. The approved is read.
Senator Cotilla moves and asks unanimous consent for the certification of the journal. Without objection. Journal certified. Introduction of guests. Senator Ray?
Mr. President, I have some guests today from the League of Women Voters, Juno. I have Jane Evans and Jan Yost. I also have some constituents from the Ketchikan area. Some of my good friends, Senator Riggins, if you would allow me to introduce some of them. My colleague from Sitka, Senator Nealon. We have the Girl Scouts who are visiting our sheriff from Ketchikan, our Sheriff Olson, Renee Inglis, Susan Wood, Moria Olson, Judy Orbis Bodo. Can you please stand when I call your name? Kelly O'Donnell, Eddie Fribble, and Sari Gregory. These are all from Ketchikan. From Sitka, we have Tammy Sharp and Mitsuko Mitsuko. And from Annette, we have Kim Hoagland. And from Haynes, we have Rebecca Hales. These are probably in the center. Ah, there's Rebecca. And from Juneau, we have Jean Ratcliffe, Laura Welp, Robin Shira, Cindy Hedges, Jennifer Sanford, Kathy Miller, Terry Blankenship, and Susie Bradley. All leaders, Mr. President, from Juneau are B. Kendall, from Ketchikan, Angie Inglis, Haynes, Laura Day, Annette Jane Hallinan, and Juneau Diane Iguana.
Further introductions? Senator Mealon?
I'd like to introduce a friend of mine from Sitka, Elaine Creel.
Further introductions? Messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor.
Senate stand of the Senate will come to order. Messages from the other house.
Message of April 3rd. The House has passed Senate Bill number 168, amended larceny of money or property. This has been sent to enrolling. Message of April 3rd. The House has failed to concur in the Senate amendment to House Bill number 560, daycare facilities, namely House Bill number 560, amended by the Senate, and respectfully requests the Senate to recede from its amendment. In the event the Senate does not recede from its amendment, the Speaker has appointed the following members to a free conference committee with powers of free conference to meet with the like committee from the Senate on the above bills. Representative Cotton, Chairman. Representative Sullivan. Representative H. Byrne.
Senator Cotilla.
Mr. President, I would move that the Senate recede from its amendments to House Bill 560 and ask to vote against.
Senator Cartula moves that the Senate proceed from its amendments to House Bill 560. Is there discussion? You ready to vote? The question is, shall the Senate proceed from its amendments to House Bill 560? As many as favor say aye. Many as opposed, no.
No.
Those have the Senate failed to proceed from its amendments. At this time, the chair would appoint a free conference committee consisting of Senator Rohde, Chairman, Senator Chance, Senator Sackett.
Message of April 3, the House has failed to concur in the Senate amendment to House Bill number 686, namely, Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 686, amended Senate, games of chance and skill, and respectfully request the Senate to recede from its amendment. In the event the Senate does not recede from its amendment, the Speaker has appointed the following members to a conference committee with powers of free conference to meet with the like committee from the Senate. Representative Gardner, Chairman, Representative Brown, Representative Specking.
Senator Cartula.
Mr. President.
Senator, come to order. Senator Cartula.
Mr. President, I would move that the Senate recede from its amendments to House Bill 686 and ask to vote against it.
Senator Cartula moves that the Senate receive from its amendments to House Bill 686. Is there discussion? You're ready to vote. The question is, shall the Senate recede? As many as favor say aye. Many as opposed, no.
No.
And those have it. The Senate failed to recede from its amendments. At this time, the chair would appoint a free conference committee consisting of Senator Ray, Senator Ziegler, Senator Coletta.
The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Joint Resolution Number 50 by the Labor and Management Committee, requesting the United States Congress to increase the federal share of funding for state occupational safety and health programs.
Labor and Management.
House Joint Resolution Number 55 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, requesting Congress to appropriate funds to the state for sewer construction.
Community and Regional Affairs.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 198, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act relating to credit for military service and computing retirement benefits for state employees and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill number 199 by Representative Parker, Malone, Buchholz, and Kelly, an act relating to the time for opening and closing polls.
State Affairs.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 214 by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to absentee voting.
State Affairs.
House Bill number 556 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to electrical contractors.
Labor and Management.
House Bill number 559 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to insurance filing review periods, insurance rate deviations.
Commerce.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 627 by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to public employees' retirement and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, and I'd ask the chairman of that committee to look at that regarding a possible financial referral.
House Bill number 655 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to foreclosure and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 663 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to Alaska National Guard and Alaska Naval Militia Educational Assistance.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
House Bill number 676 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to registration, bonds, and insurance required of construction contractors, and providing for an effective date.
Commerce.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 856 by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to licensing of security guards and security guard agencies, and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
There are no other messages from the House.
Report sustaining committees. I'm sorry, communication.
We have a communication from the Senate Minority Leader. Dear Mr. President, attached is a copy of a letter I received from Kent Frizzell, Undersecretary of the Interior. It clarifies the Department of the Interior's position on the Cook Inlet land trade as pertains to Point Woronzoff land. I hereby request that the Senate consider the content of Mr. Frizzell's letter part of the business as pertains to Point Woronzoff.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that that correspondence be the subject for a supplemental journal.
Senator Coletta moves and asks unanimous consent that his letter and the letter of the Undersecretary of Interior be made part of the supplementary journal without objection. Supplementary journal. Further communication?
That's our only communication.
Reports of standing committees.
The Resources Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 267 relating to the Department of Environmental Conservation. Reports it back as follows. Senator Poland, Chairman, and Senator Croft signed due pass with amendments. Senators Butrovich and Orsini signed no recommendation. There is no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 659 relating to child support enforcement, and a majority of the committee recommends it do pass with the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee amendments offered previously. The report is signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, concurred in by Senators Sackett, Ferguson, Poland, and Chance. Senator Butrovich signed no recommendation. There is no further referral.
Rules.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill 718 relating to amendments to Alaska Statehood Act, and the committee recommends it do pass. The report is signed by Senator Poland, Chairman, concurred in by Senators Butrovich, Orsini, and Croft. There's no further referral.
Rules.
I have no further standing committee reports.
Reports of special committee?
I have none.
Introduction of resolutions?
There are no resolutions this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills?
We have no new bills.
Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar.
Mr. President, I have several motions at this time. Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent to send the current resolution 82 be sent to the Rules Committee.
Senator, you have the floor.
Mr. President, it's unnecessary to undertake this multimodal transportation study if the proposed administration Department of Transportation are formulated and passed by this legislature. If not, we can bring it up later. But I move and ask unanimous consent to vote the rules.
Senator Cotillo moves and ask unanimous consent that Senate Concurrent Resolution 82 be returned to the Rules Committee without objection. Be returned to the rules.
Mr. President, on committee substitute for Senate Bill 26 amended, the chairman of the committee states that because of the strike, he couldn't get needed information. So, do you wish to tell tomorrow's calendar or later in the week, Mr. Chair?
Senator Heaver.
It'd be safer if I asked for Wednesday's calendar. Letter I'm hoping to get late today.
Mr. President.
Senator Cotillo.
I move and ask for Senate committee substitute Senate Bill 26 amended be held over to Wednesday's calendar at second reading.
Senator Cotillo, move. And ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 26 be held in second reading until Wendy's calendar is sent to Miller.
Does that mean the strike will end?
Is there objection? Without objection, Senate Bill 26 will appear in second reading on Wednesday's calendar. Senator Cotillo?
I don't know if the strike will be over with. They're doing very well, though, Mr. President, what they're doing now. I could see the supervisors are excellent for this new job. Mr. President, I move and ask consent to Senate Bill 582 be returned to Finance Committee. Currently, there are some technical problems in that bill. Be back on the calendar as soon as possible.
Your total moves and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 582 be returned to the Finance Committee. Is there objection? Without objection, Senate Bill 582. Do you object?
No, sir, but I would just, you're turning it to what committee?
Finance committee.
Well, we're going to be waiting for information from after the strike, so I can tell them about that.
Without objection, then, Senate Bill 582, return to the Finance Committee. Senator Huber?
Mr. President, my information this morning wasn't for the strength of the bill, but it was that the technical abilities of certain supervisors were running on Wednesday.
We have before us in second reading Senate Bill 713.
Senate Bill number 713 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to the terms of members of regional school boards. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends it do pass with an amendment. The report was signed by Senator Chance, Vice Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Ferguson, Bradley, and Coletta. I do have two amendments on my desk, or one rather. Amendment number one, page one, line 12, insert between 1976 and a semicolon, quote, comma, notwithstanding AS 1408-161-1.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I move the adoption of the amendment.
Senator Ferguson moves the adoption of amendment number one you had before.
Mr. President, I don't have any statute before me, but it was brought to our attention by the Department of Education that there was a conflict between the bill as written and the statute that is so stated. The problem being that the title in Chapter 124 of the Senate Bill 35 that we passed last year was said that the first year election and the second year election members could not be elected at the same time in order to keep continuity. At this point, I'd ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the amendment.
Senator Ferguson asks unanimous consent for the adoption of amendment number one. Is there objection? Without objection, number one is adopted. Are there further amendments?
There are no further amendments.
Senator Cotullo.
President, absent further amendments, I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate Bill 713 be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, placed upon passage.
Senator Cotullo moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 713 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on final passage. Objection, we have before us in third reading Senate Bill 713.
Senate Bill 713 amended by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to the terms of members of regional school boards.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, this bill was brought to our attention by the Department of Education and also the elections people, Patty Ann Pollock. On February 24th, the elections took place in the REAAs and all board members were elected at that time. The way the bill is currently, reads, these people would have to run in October, which would not give the 1 year term members very long on the board. And what we're attempting to do with this bill is allow them to stay until 1977,
and then they would
run with
the 2 year
term members.
And
I don't believe there would be a problem with
continuity
on the membership.
I urge the passage of the bill. Further discussion? You ready to vote? The question is, shall Senate Bill 713 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
There are 19 yeas, one absent.
So Senate Bill 713 passed the Senate. We have before us House Concurrent Resolution 116.
House Concurrent Resolution 116 for the State Affairs Committee, commending the contestants in the State Small Schools Championship Playoff. I'm sorry, House Concurrent Resolution number 116, commending contestants. That is the right bill. The Rules Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends it be placed in the calendar.
Any discussion? You ready to vote? Question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution number 116 pass the Senate? Many in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, no. The ayes have it, and concurrent resolution 196 is passed by the Senate. Have before us House Concurrent Resolution 119.
House Concurrent Resolution number 119 of the State Affairs Committee congratulating the winner of the 4th annual Iditarod Trail Race. The Rules Committee had this resolution under consideration and recommends it be placed on the calendar.
Is there a discussion?
Mr. President.
Senator Curtillo.
I don't know. Past years, did we congratulate only the number one winner? Second and third place put an awful lot too. I move that we have it at ease here and consider amendments.
Senator Standee. Come to order. Are there any amendments?
Amendment number one, by all members, page one, line 21, delete period and add Warner Vent and Harry Sutherland.
Senator Curtillo.
President, I move the amendment as unanimous consent.
Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent for the adoption of amendment number one. Is there objection? Without objection. Number one is adopted.
Mr. President, line 18, it says, as well as all the participants in the race. So adding these three on is consistent. These two is consistent. They're the top three then.
Approved. Is discussion? You ready to vote? Question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution number 119 pass the Senate? As many as favor say aye.
Aye.
As opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Concurrent Resolution number 119 is passed the Senate. Bring us down to unfinished business. Last Friday, we received three more appointments from the governor. And those will be referred as follows: Alaska State Housing Authority, Roger Lang, referred to the Commerce Committee, the Parole Board, Beverly Dunham, and Conrad Miller to Judiciary. Further unfinished business? Senator Curtillo.
President, unfinished business. We passed Senate Bill 272 with amendments, but never transmitted. Is that correct at this time?
Last Friday, we concurred in the House amendments to Senate Bill 272. It has not been transmitted back to the House yet.
Mr. President, there is a minor technical error in that amendment that was placed, that the House amendment was placed, as I understand it. So, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we rescind our action and adoption of the House amendments to Senate Bill 272.
Check. Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent that the Senate rescind its action in concurring in the House amendments to Senate Bill 272.
Mr. President, we have to rescind the bill first.
Mr. President, I'd like to know what the title of the bill is.
Senator Miller objects. Secretary, I'll read the title of the bill.
House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 272, Finance, amended by the House, Operation of Food Service and Concession Stands by Blind and Handicapped Persons.
Senator Miller withdraws his objection. Is there further objection? Without objection, then, the Senate has rescinded its action in concurring in the House amendments to Senate Bill 272. Senator Curtillo.
Mr. President, I would move that the Senate concur in the amendments, the House amendments to Senate Bill 272, and ask you to vote against.
Senator Curtillo moves that the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 272. Is there discussion? You ready to vote?
Right.
Question is, shall the Senate concur? As many as favor say aye. Many as opposed, no.
No. No.
Noes have it. The Senate failed to concur in the amendments to Senate Bill 272, the Pre-Conference Committee will be appointed tomorrow. The House will not receive. Further unfinished business? Special orders? Announcement of committee meeting? Senator Huber?
Mr. President, we are meeting with the Special Committee on Taxation and Revenue, Capitol Room 104, immediately upon adjournment.
Senator Poland?
The resources will meet today at 3:30. In the Resources Committee room on Senate Bill 527.
Senator Ferguson?
The Senate has to meet today at 3:30.
Senator Ray?
Senate Finance will meet today at 1:30 and tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. And for the benefit of some of the committee chairmen, in case they would like to change their times, through the chair, I would like to request the majority leader for a Democratic caucus bond.
Senator Huber?
Chairman, I'd like to change my committee meeting to after the caucus, the Sharpeville Special Committee.
Further announcements? Senator Cotilla?
President, I believe Senator Cass has now made its announcement, so the only thing we have here is Commerce Committee at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow. Bills are posted, and Mr. President, Labor and Management, 9 a.m. Tuesday, Park Building. The bills will be posted. There'll be a decisional meeting on Senate Bill 569. That's a message from the chairman of that committee. Mr. President, if I might divert for a moment, suggest that the continuation of the Special Taxation Committee comes up with some more bills like that. Most recent one that I received, we're going to have a special committee, I'm afraid, on tar and feathering. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent. And Mr. President, first will be a Democratic caucus on adjournment. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Senator Cotilla moves and asks unanimous consent. The Senate stand in adjournment until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Without objection.